Memorial services are being held nationwide to mark exactly 1 week after the death of President Mills. Government officials, MPs, former President Rawlings and his wife, and past government officials have converged at the Castle Gardens for the remembrance service. Our presidential correspondent, Pascaline Adadevo, reports that the service was a solemn one. She joins us on the line to give us details. Pascaline, can you give us names of some of the officials who are at the ceremony today?
We had Captain Kojo Chikata, a former member of the Council of State, Dr. and Mrs. Mary Grant, former President Jerry John Rawlings and his wife, members of the Diplomatic Corps, former MP for Keta Dana Bodasi, former Finance Minister Dr. Petit Boutry, and a host of them.
From the remembrance service take?
Again, Gloria.
What form? Were there speeches? Can you tell us the form in which?
No, this service was devoid of speeches and tributes. It was observed with hymns, scripture reading, and short prayers. And officials say this was deliberately done to depict the calm and composed nature of the late President Mills, and that he would have wished that it's done this way.
I know you've already said that the service was a solemn one, but can you generally describe the mood for listeners who were not present at the ceremony?
Yes, everyone here is clad in red and black. Like you said, it was very solemn. Everyone you see was in a kind of reflective mood. Some are weeping. Even as I speak to you, there are some wailing, and it's quite sad. The quite sad one here.
All right, Pascaline, thank you very much for that information. That's our presidential correspondent, Pascaline Adadevo.
The families of the late President John Evans Atta Mills and Nadu are privately observing the 1 week in a quiet and solemn mood at the Regimanual Gray residence of the former First Family in East Airport, Accra. The leadership of Parliament, led by the Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo and Minority Leader Osaichi Mensa Bunsu, have joined the family to observe the day. Our correspondent Seth Ehia is on the line to tell us more. Seth, can you paint the picture of what is happening at the residence at the moment?
Yes, the 1 week death of late President John Evans Atta Mills is being observed in a solemn atmosphere at his residence. If you could hear some sound from the background, that is the Susan Owusu Memorial Choir from the Methodist Church Malam branch. This morning they have been singing hymns, you know, to welcome all the visitors and the family members who are in the house. Not long ago, the leadership of Parliament, the majority led by Deputy Leader Rashid Pelpo and the Minority Leader Osaichi Mensa Bunsu, led a handful of members of Parliament, you know, to also express their condolence to the widow of the late President, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, and also signed the book of condolence. In the house, you know, I met the chairman of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, Atu Ahoy, accompanied by Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensa. They are in the house welcoming all the dignitaries. So far, staff of Environmental Protection Agency, GMPC, and the Council of State, members of the Council of State, have all been here to pay their homage and also sign the book of condolence. The family members, together with their friends, are observing the day, you know, on a solemn mood. Those who could not hold back their tears are shedding tears while the choir is providing some hymns.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Seth. Seth Ehia is our correspondent, who is currently at the residence of former President John Evans Atta Mills.
From Seth, we move to Antoinette Abba, who is at the Efua Sutherland Park, where the Greater Accra Regional Branch of the NDC organized their celebration. Antoinette, can you tell us any identifiable faces you've seen?
Okay, so far I've seen Ajima Bedu Akosa, Naho Nyahosa Meso, former GFA boss, and then the ambassadors to Serbia. And then I saw Neil Ante Van Der Poy, and then Mayor of Accra. Then some traditional leaders from Dodowa, Jamestown, and a whole lot.
Annette, from the castle and to the residents, the ceremony has been a solemn one. Is that the situation at where you are?
No, not really. This place, we have traditional singing and dancing. We have the brass band. We have the Salvation band, the police band, everybody singing and dancing. Dama groups here and there, their own thing.
Have there been any formal speeches?
Yes, there were speeches from Mr. Vanderpoel, who said Professor Mills is a man of peace who doesn't really take all the insults to heart. And whenever people insult him and they tell him that this is what they are saying about him, he says, Pama Nyami, which means give everything to God. And then Professor Jima Bedu was like, the man suffered from political canker of hatred. Those who are in the our domain, who don't really want anybody who is outside to come and then improve upon things. So he will say he suffered from political canker, and this is the main thing that killed him.
Yeah, Annette, before we go, can you tell us what the people who are there have been saying?
The people here have been mourning. They say he's a great man, he's a man of peace. He has done a lot of things within the 3.5 years that he came into power. And that he said that he should be continued. They are saying that President John Mahama should continue where he left off so that the country will see massive development.
Thank you very much, Antoinette Abba. From the Swaziland Park, we go to the central region. We have Conrad Kakaba. Conrad, what can you tell us at where you are? Hello, Conrad.
Hello.
Yeah, Conrad.
Yes.
What can you tell us? What's happening at the central region where you are?
Okay, I'm at the Victoria Park in the central region now, and the occasion of the 1 week is being commemorated here, and we've had tributes being read by different members of the family, the in-laws, and so that the political leaders also came with theirs. Currently, the PPP representative is reading her tribute, and in all the tributes, one thing that ran through was that he was a man of peace, and then the legacy that he left behind is that he left behind honesty and integrity, and the fact that he died young shouldn't make anybody think that he was not somebody who lived throughout his life that was assigned to him. He was somebody who actually should make Ghana unite, because that was what he actually thought about when he was president.
What can you say about the mood generally in Accra? It's been somehow solemn, except in the Swaziland Park, where things are a bit different.
Just a solemn mood, but the fact that he's connected to the central region makes a lot of people respond with a lot of passion. They're drumming and dancing, and some are clad in party colors, but most people are in the morning attire. And what they're saying basically is that he was somebody that was at the community, and that should also make all of us to be pitiable.
All right, Conrad, thank you very much. We go over to Seth Eya again at the resident, and he has E.T. Mensah on the line. Seth Eya, hello, yes. Seth.
Yes, Gloria, you are right. I have with me the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah. Honorable, you have been here this morning. Can you tell us what has been happening?
Thank you very much. So you also came to meet. It says 9 o'clock. Mourners have been trooping in, and the situation is quite somber. We were honored to have the Methodist choir from McCarthy Hill treating us to him and other local choruses. We have received various people from all walks of life. We have received friends, the late president. We received significantly an association that was geared to his heart. That was the tax, expense association led by the president and the past president and members of the group. And you recall that he was a giant as far as taxation is concerned. Locally and internationally, has been a UN tax expert for many, many years. We were also honored with the full complement of the members of Council of State. They came together with their staff to come and commiserate with the former First Lady, even though they were here individually, they came today as a collective, led by their chairman. We were also honored with visits from Parliament by the cross-section of Parliament and the staff.
Sefeya,